Ches, beginning with the top of the Yomit. The Gemara now is picking up on the limud that the Gemara had brought earlier to learn out the psul of Kroivim, and the Gemara had learned out that an uncle is pasul to a nephew from the pasuk of Layumsu Avay Salbanim, and as we explained before from Rashi, that Avay, since it says Balashan Rabin, it tells us that it's talking about two fathers, so we mean that it's two brothers, and they are pasul to each of the other brother's sons, which is the relationship of an uncle and a nephew. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Avay Salbanim, so we see from the pasuk Avay Salbanim, in other words, an uncle to the nephew, Ubanim la'avayis, and a nephew is pasul to say edus to his uncle. The koshkein avos la'adadi, and certainly the two brothers, they are pasul to say edus concerning one another, but banim la'banim inoman. But how do we know that the next generation, the two cousins, are pasul to say edus one another? And that's included in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah it said, achi aviv is pasul, and then it said, hein uvnehen. So to me, my uncle is pasul to say edus, and my uncle's son, in other words, my cousin. How do we see from the pasuk banim labanim that the two cousins are pasul to say edus concerning one another? The Gemara says, because in Cain, if the Torah would have only been telling you about the uncle to the nephew, lichtav kra layumsu avos al ben, the Torah needs to say lashon rabin by the avos, but it should have said layumsu avos al ben. And that would mean that each of the avos is possible to say to the ben of the other ach. My bonim. But why does the Torah say lo yumsu avos al bonim, lashon rabin by the ben? Da'afilu bonim la'adodi. That even the two bonim, the two cousins, are also possible to say edus concerning each other. Ashkechon bonim la'adodi. So the Gemara says, but now we only know bonim la'adodi. But what about bonim la'alma minolat? This is a general question that we know that if the two Edom are craving to one another, they are also possible to say Edom concerning anyone else. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that halacha? That if the Edom are craving to one another, they're possible to Alma. So Omar Rami Bar Chomo Asfarahu. That we would know Min Asfarah. Kedetanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Eina Edom Nasim Zaymimim Achizumu Shneim. There is a halacha that the din of Edom Zaymimim, to apply the full effect, if Edom are found to be Edom Zaymanim, the Mishnah Makkos tells us only takes place when both Edom are found to be Zaymanim. If only one Ed was found to be a Zaymanim, he would not be punished with the halach of Kasha Zoma. So the Gemara says, V'isol kodaitach, bonim la'al mokshevin, if the halach would be that if you have two Edom that are craving to one another, they could say Edus concerning someone else, nimtza Ed Zaymanim nerag the Edus ochet. It would come out, because if these Edom were found to be Edom Zaymanim, and since both of them have to be found to be Zaymanim in order that any of them should get punished, so it would come out that if they are craving to one another, each Ed would be getting punished with the din of Kasha Zomam because of an Edus of a Korah. Because since without him also being found to be an Ed Zaymanim, the other Ed could not be punished. So it would come out a halacha that Nimsa Ed Zaymanim Nerag the Edus Ochet. So that would tell us that since every Ed has to be able to be found to be an Eid Zayman, because any Eidus, she'ia to yochol hazima, any Eidus which you could not apply the Din Zaymanim, that's not a good Eidus. So since in every Eidus you have to be able to apply the Din Zaymanim, if the two Eidim were crying to one another, it would come out that a person could be punished because of an Eidus of a car. And since that can't be, so that tells us, min asvara, that two witnesses can't be related to one another. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Ulutameich, according to your reasoning, that since you need both of them to be found Edom Zaymanim, that would be called that an Eid is Nerag, the Eid is Achiv. So Hodetznan, what are you going to do with the Mishnah Baba Basa? The Mishnah over there is talking about the din of Cheskas Gimel Shonim, that a person can prove that he bought a field if he brings a raya, that he sat on a field for 3 years and he consumed three crops of that field and nobody protested. That is a raya that he bought the field. That a person, in order to bring that raya, has to bring Edom, that he ate the peiros of 1 year, the second year, and the third year. So it says in the Mishnah, Shleisha Achin, you have a case where you have three brothers, the Echod Mitztarfi Mohem, and another person from the Shuk, a fourth person who's a stranger, joins up with each of these three brothers. Meaning, if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So on the first year, Reuven joins up with that stranger, and he says Edus on the first year that he ate the peiros. The second brother, Shimon, again joins up with that stranger and says Edus on the second year. And the third brother, Levi, joins up with that stranger and says Edus on the third year. So the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Gimel Edges. that they are considered separate edges, and even though the three brothers in the totality of the chazakah are being made in the chazakah, but each one is being made on a separate year, and each one is joining up with someone that's not a karev to him, with a stranger, the harei elu gimel edges, and they're accepted. But vehein edus achas lahazama. But if you'd want to be mazim, those edim, they are considered one edus for hazama, which would mean that the only way you can be mazim them is if you found all of them to be zainin. Because since all these edim are being made on the total psak of chazakah, so we apply the Mishnah that said, ein edim nasin zainin achizum ushneim. So the question that's being raised in the Gemara is, if your reasoning is true, that the fact that the other eid has to also be found in eid zaynim, that's considered that I'm being punished through the eidus of my relative. So in this case, in the Mishnah of Bava Basra, nimsa eid zaynim mishali mama in the eidus achid. Because since on the three different years there are three brothers, and in order to make hazama you have to be mazam all of them, it's going to come out that a person can be paying money because of the eidus of his brother. Ella, what do we see from that Mishnah Bava Basra? That reasoning is false. Hazama me alma kasi. It's not considered that I'm paying because of the aidless of my brother. It has to be that he is found to be an aid zaymim also. But the reason I'm paying is because of hazama, which hazama is not coming through a relative of mine. Hazama is coming because aidim are coming and saying, imanu ayisem. So that's called me alma kasi. So Hachinami, just like we say at the Mishnah Bava Basra, Hachinami, your svara would also be true. Hazama me'al makasi. So therefore, we're back to the question of how do we know that if the two edim are craving to one another, they're possible to say edim. Since we're rejecting this svara, that it's considered a person is getting killed through the edus of his brother when it comes to hazama, we're rejecting that svara. So we're back to the question of how do we know that. Elu, the Gemara says, we learn it out from the pasuk also. Because in Cain, if the Torah would not be referring to this also, lichdev kra uben alavos, in the second half of the pasuk, the entire pasuk reads layimsu avos albanim ubanim layimsu alavos. So in the second half of the pasuk, why over here does it say lashon rabim? It should say uben alavos, inami heim alavos. We know we're talking about the banim. Why does it say the lashon of banim alavos? My ubanim afilu banim la'alma. It's coming to say that even the two cousins, La Alma, where the two cousins join up to say aid is concerning someone else, the apostle. Ashkechon, the Gemara says, Krei ve'ha'av. So now we know from the apostle, Krei ve'ha'av, my father's brother, but Krei ve'ha'emi no one. How do we know my mother's brother is possible to say aid us? Because the apostle is talking about, Layimsu avos albanim, and avos means the two brothers. That's my father's brother. How do I know my mother's brother? Omakra, avos treis in me. Because we have the word avos in the Lashon Rabbim twice, in the first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk. In einai inyan the krei ve'av, so I don't need it for krei ve'av, because that I know from the first time it says the Lashon avos, tneyu inyan the krei ve'ein. So I use the second word avos for krei ve'ein. Ashkechon l'chayva, the Gemara says. I know l'chayva. I know that Edim can't be made if it's a karoi when it's coming to be mechayiv someone, coming to be mechayiv a relative. Because the pasuk is talking about layumsu avos albanim when it's talking about being punished. L'schus mi noan. But how do I know l'schus? When a karev is being made for the benefit of a karev, how do I know that's pasul? Omakra, yumsu treis in me. Because the pasuk says it twice. Layumsu avos albanim, ubanim layumsu alavos. So it says the word yumsu in the pasuk twice. I don't need the second one for chayva, because that I know from the first half of the pasuk. So tneyu inyan l'schus, that not only for detriment, but even for benefit, a karev is not nemun. Ashkechon b'dinin nefashos. I know that kreivim may not believe when it comes to dinin nefashos, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about a psak of misa. B'dinei mominis minolan. How do I know that concerning dinei mominis, kreivim may not believe? Omakra, mishpot echad yilachem. It says in the Torah concerning paskening a halacha, mishpat echad, it should be one mishpat. So we learn out mishpat hashava lachem, that dinei mominis and dinei nefashos are equal. So if we know that a karev is possible for dinei nefashos, a karev will also be possible for dinei mominis. Amarav, achi abba, my father's brother, loyoyedli, cannot say edus concerning me, who, neither he himself, ubenoi his son, or chasna his son of us. And that was mentioned beforehand in the Mishnah, the kurva of Achi Abba, his son and his son-in-law. Rav is mechadesh, af ani loy oyid loy, neither can I say edus concerning him, ani, myself, ubonai, my son, v'chasti, my son-in-law. The Rav comes along, and Rav is mechadesh, that his son cannot say Eidus concerning Rav's uncle. I mean, the person cannot say Eidus to his great uncle. So on this, the Gemara asks, Va'amai, why is that a kurva that's possible? Havalei shlishi berishain. It's considered a shlishi berishain. Now, the way the Gemara defines it, the two brothers to each other, that's called rishain berishain. Their children are called sheni b'sheni. That means the cousins, the sons of the two uncles, they are sheni b'sheni to each other. The next generation, that's called the shlishi. So the two second cousins would be a shlishi b'shlishi. So the son of Rav, to Rav's uncle, is a shlishi b'rishon. So the Gemara is asking a Rav, Amai, why should his son be possible to say Eidus to Rav's uncle? Havalei shlishi b'rishon, that's called a shlishi b'rishon. Va'anan, in our Mishnah, sheni b'sheni t'na. We only learned in our Mishnah that the furthest kurva is the sheni b'sheni, that is the two cousins. But shlishi b'rishon like t'na. But now in Mishnah, we did not include shlishi b'rishon. And the Gemara understands that a shlishi b'rishon, such a kurva is too far, and such a kurva is kosher. So on this, the Gemara says that Rav took it out of the Mishnah. Because, my chasnoi diktoni b'masnison chasan b'noi. Because the Mishnah had said that all the kriva mentioned in the Mishnah will take achi abo, which is the one which is negeya to us. So the person's uncle, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, it also said his son and his son-in-law. The Rav understood that the son-in-law, the chasnoi mentioned in that Mishnah, does not mean the chasnoi of the achi abo directly. But it means chasan b'noi. So when the Mishnah said we're including more, it said b'noi, the chasnoi, and chasnoi means the son-in-law of that son. So the Mishnah then is telling us that an achi ab is possible, my uncle is possible to say Eidus to me, not only my uncle's son is possible to say Eidus to me, and not only my uncle's son, but my uncle's son's son-in-law would be possible to say Eidus to me. So that is a shlishi. So we see from the Mishnah that a shlishi is possible to say Eidus. Now the Gemara will later point out that if that is a true reading of the Mishnah, so then the Mishnah will be telling us even a bigger chiddush than Rav. And the Mishnah will be telling us that a shlishi b'sheni is possible. Because if my uncle is possible to say Eidus to me, and then the Mishnah is including my uncle's son, and my uncle's son's son-in-law, that is to me a shlishi b'sheni. So that's a bigger chiddush than Rav. The Gemara will deal with that question later. But at this point, the Gemara is just pointing out that when the Mishnah says chasnai, it means the chasnai of the ben, and then we see from the Mishnah that even a shlishi is included. The first the Gemara asks, v'lisni ben b'nai, that if with the word chasnai, the chiddush of the Mishnah was coming to tell you that the next generation is also included, so why did we have to mix in chasnai altogether? We should have just talked about the ben, and then the ben b'nai, that's the next generation. But the Gemara tells us, nilsa agav urcha kamashman, that by the Mishnah choosing chasnai, it's telling you agav urcha, another chiddush, the baal ki'ishtai. That not only would my son's granddaughter be possible, but my son's granddaughter's husband would also be possible through Baal Ki Ishtai. So now in this Gemara he asks, that how can you say that that's the reading of the Mishnah, that Chasna means Chasan Benoi, and we're including the next generation? The Elohod Tani Rabchia. Rabchia formulated a klal from our Mishnah. And Rabchia said, Shmoina Avos, that if you count up the kriven mentioned in the Mishnah, there are eight, Shehein Esen V'Abba, that through the addition of the Mishnah, then the Mishnah said, Hein u'bneihen v'chasneihen. So by including b'neihen v'chasneihen, the Mishnah was increasing its original number, its 8, to 24. Later the Gemara is going to point out that if you really count up the kriva mentioned in the Mishnah, so first of all there are 10. But that's not a problem, because the 10th one is chorgoi, and chorgoi, the Mishnah said, is chorgoi levadai. And Abchia was coming to make a klal about those that are increased through the addition of Ubnayin v'chasnayin. So there'd only be 9. But Abchia only talked about 8. So the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to discuss why did Abchia choose 8 when there are 9 in the Mishnah that are increased through Ubnayin v'chasnayin. But the Gemara is asking if Abchia said there are Shmaina Ovois, Shehein Esm Varba, if the Mishnah would be going on to the next generation by saying Hein Ubnayin v'chasnayin, we're really going to the next generation, Tahani Tlosin v'tartin Haba. Why did Abchia say it's only increased to 24? By going to the next generation, not only 24, but he should have said there are 8 others that increased to 32. Rashi points out that actually, if we're going to the next generation, we're including the son of the next generation and the son-in-law of the next generation. So not only 32, but the Gemara should have asked 40. But that's why she says the Gemara didn't ask, because once we're going to the next generation, everybody in the next generation will be included on the one more edition. But the Gemara is asking, why did Abchia stop at 24? It should go to 32. Ella, the Gemara says, Lo'oyram chasmei mamish, that the pshat in the Mishnah is not like we just said. The pshat in the Mishnah is that when chasnoi, it's talking about the chasnoi of the original achiyaba. And the Mishnah only includes two more, the ben of the achiyaba and all the other ones mentioned in the Mishnah, and the chasnoi of all the ones mentioned in the Mishnah. However, we're back to, so where did Rav get that a shlishi is also possible? So the amai kori le chasan benoi. So why did Rav look at the Mishnah? And why did Rav call it a chasan benoi? Because kivon de me alma ka'osi kador achadomi. That means Rav looked at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah, Einochinami, was only talking about the chasan of the achiyaba. However, Rav held that once you're mixing in a son-in-law, since a son-in-law is not directly related, so a son-in-law is as if you're adding another generation. The son-in-law himself, kivon de me alma ka'osi, since he's somebody else, a stranger, who's now being related through marriage, Rav holds that's called as if it's the next generation. So if the chasan of the achi abba is possible, so that we already see from the Mishnah, that's tantamount to a shlishi. So on that, Rav was mechadesh that my son would be possible to say, hey, this to my uncle. That's a shlishi berishon. Rashi points out that if that's true, then how could Rav say that his chasna is possible? Because Rav was shitosai. That would include a son-in-law as another generation, so Rav's son-in-law to his uncle would be Ravi Barishan. So that the Gemara anyway could have asked, but Rashi says the Gemara anyway is going to reject this line of reasoning in Rav, so the Gemara anyway will have to find a new pshat in Rav. But at this point the Gemara holds that a son-in-law, according to Rav, is considered a new generation. So on this the Gemara asks, Avi Hachi, Havalei Shlishi B'Sheni, of it back to the problem in the Mishnah, that if Rav looks the son-in-law of an Achi Abba, that means my uncle's son-in-law, if that's considered another generation, so that's not only a Shlishi B'Rishayim, in Rav's case, we're talking about directly to the uncle, that would be Shlishi B'Rishayim. But in the case of the Mishnah, when we're talking about my uncle's son-in-law to me, and if the son-in-law is considered a Shlishi, that's a Shlishi B'Sheni. So the Moreh Tihachi would come out, Havalei Shlishi B'Sheni. The Rav, Achsha Shlishi B'Sheni. Rav only answered a Shlishi B'Rishai. But Rav himself would agree that a Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher. So how could we say that Rav holds every son-in-law is another generation? Ella, the Gemara rejects this hope shot. And the Gemara holds that a son-in-law is not considered a new generation. And the Chassan of my uncle to me is only considered a Sheni B'Sheni. So why did Rav hold that Rav's son would be possible to his uncle? Where did Rav get it that a shlishi berishan is puffle? So the Gemara says Rav did not take it from the Mishnah. El Rav the Amak Rebbe Lazar. Rav paskens like Rebbe Lazar. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Rebbe Lazar oimer kishem sha'achi abu lo yoyed li. Just like my uncle cannot say edus concerning me, who neither the uncle himself, ubenai nor his son, which is a sheni b'sheni, or chasnai my uncle's son-in-law, which is also considered a sheni b'sheni. The kach ben achi abba, the son of my uncle, Layoyedli cannot say Aidis to me, who, neither the son of my uncle, which is a Sheni B'Sheni, Ubenoi, nor his son, which is a Shlishi B'Sheni, V'chasnoi, nor his son-in-law. So Rabbi Lazar holds that a Shlishi B'Sheni is Pasul. So the Gemara says that Rav, who Pasuled a Shlishi B'Rishayim, Paskens like Rabbi Lazar. But the Gemara asks, V'akati Havalei Shlishi B'Sheni. Rabbi Lazar himself is even answering a Shlishi B'Sheni. So how can you say Rav Paskin like a Belozar? Because of a Rav Achshar Shlishi B'Sheni. By Rav only saying that his son cannot be made to his uncle and stopping there, the Rav only offered a Shlishi B'Rishai. But Rav would be Matar a Shlishi B'Sheni. So how can you say that Rav is basing his Shita on a Belozar? So the Gemara answers, Rav Sovala Kavosei B'Chada U'Polagalei B'Chada. Rav is Paskining partways like a Belozar. He's taking out from a Belozer a Shita that the Shlishi can also be possible. But he's not taking it as far as a Belozer took it. The Belozer said that even a Shlishi B'Sheni is possible. And Rav said, he only passed like a Belozer halfway, that only a Shlishi B'Rishayim is possible, but a Shlishi B'Sheni, according to Rav, would be kosher. My time of the Rav, the Gemara says, where did Rav get it? What's the reasoning of Rav that a Shlishi B'Rishayim is possible? The Omakro, he learned it out from the Pasuk. But the Pasuk says, Layumsu avos al banim ubanim. The entire pasuk reads Layumsu avos al banim ubanim layumsu al avos. But there's an extra vav there. The second half of the pasuk is connected by ubanim. So the Rav Darshan that ubanim. So we read it together. that Ubanim is coming to add to the first half, Layumsu Avais Albanim, which is talking about the first generation, Ubanim, and we're adding another generation, Larabai's Dor Achet, which would teach us that the son of one of the two brothers, the two Avais, his son would be possible to be made to the uncle, which is a Shlishi Barishan. Rabbi Lazar himself, that holds that a Shlishi B'Sheni is also possible. Al Banim Omrachmana. The Torah said, Layunsu Avais Al Banim. Al Banim means on the children. So Psule the Avais Shadi Abanim. So whatever Psul the father would have, you put to the sons also. So just like the Avais mentioned in the Pasuk, the fathers would be Psul to his nephew's son, which would be a Shlishi Berishain. So too, that father's son would also be Psul to that person, which means to his first cousin's son, which would be a Shlishi B'Sheni. So that's how Rabbi Lazar learns out of the Pasuk that a Shlishi B'Sheni is also Pasuk. There is a question in the Paiskim, how do we Paskin? Do we Paskin a Shlishi B'Rishon is Pasuk, or Shlishi B'Rishon is Kosher? The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Paskins, according to a Gemara of Rav Basra, unlike Rav, and the Rambam Paskins, that a Shlishi B'Rishon is Kosher. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Gimel, which is the Simen concerning the Psulei Kreivim, the Shulchan Aruch brings both Shitais, and the Ramah Paskins, the Ramah is Machriya, that a Shlishi Berishon is Pasul. But the Ramah writes an interesting addition, that a Shlishi Berishon, unlike the rest of the Psulim, is only Pasul Midrabana. All the other Psulim mentioned in our Mishnah are all Psulim Minatayra. This Psul of a Shlishi Berishon is only a Psul Midrabana. The Sma explains that why is it Pasul Midrabanan? Because that which we learn out from the extra Vav, that's only in the Smachta. All the other Psulim which are learned out from drushes of that Pasuk, those are actually Deraisa. But that which is learned out from the extra Vav, Uvanim, that's only Drabanan. The Ramah himself tells us that what's the Naskamina? If an aid is Pasul Minatayra, Pasul Midrabanan, anyway you can't use that aid. The Ramah tells us that it makes a Naskamina concerning Kedushin. That if somebody married women in front of Edim, which were Pasul Minatayra, the Kedushin is totally invalid, and the person would not even need a get from that woman. He was never married to that woman. However, if someone married a woman in front of Edim, which were only Pasul Midrabanan, for example, a Shlishi Berishain, so then, Min HaTayra, the Kedushin would be valid. However, Midrabanan, the Kedushin is Batul. But since it's only Batul Midrabanan, a person would require a get from that woman. He's not married to a Midrabanan, but since Minatayra, the Kedushin would have been Chal, so he needs a get from that woman. So that's important to know, Ramah tells us, whether the Psulei Eidos, whether these Kreivim, are Kreivim Minatayra or Kreivim Midrabanan. When we learn the Gemara, we explain that Arishin and Barishin are two brothers, Asheni B'Sheni are their sons, two cousins, and Ashlishi Barishin would be someone to his father's uncle. There is another relationship of Rishon Berishon, that the Rambam writes that an Av and Benoi, a father and a son, are also called Rishon Berishon. Therefore, the next generation, a grandfather and a grandson, would be called Rishon B'Sheni, and would certainly be Pasul. A great-grandfather to a great-grandson, that next generation, that's called a Shlishi Berishon, and whether that's Kosher or Pasul, that depends on the Machlokes Rishonim we just said. If you hold a Shlishi Berishon is Kosher, so a great-grandfather and a great-grandson would be kosher. If a Shlishi Berishon is possible, then that would be possible also. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said three halachas. Achi chamoisi lo yoyli. My mother-in-law's brother cannot say edus concerning me. That's a karev. Secondly, ben achi chamoisi. My mother-in-law's brother's son, my mother-in-law's nephew, can also not say edus concerning me. And ben achois chamoisi lo yoyli. And my mother-in-law's sister's son, also my mother-in-law's nephew, lo yoidli. But the Gemara says that all three that Rav Nachman said are actually found in the Mishnah. The Tana Tuna, actually all three were learned by the Tana of our Mishnah. Because the Tana of our Mishnah says, Bala choysoi, Bala chois oviv, Bala chois imoi, Heinu bnei mechasneim. Now let's explain this. Rav Nachman said three halachas. Achi chamoisi, ben achi chamoisi, and ben achois chamoisi. Let's take the first one. The first one the Mishnah said was, Baal Achoisai, my sister's husband, V'chasnai in her son-in-law. So my sister's son-in-law, meaning my sister's husband, and together they have a son-in-law, so that's a karev to me. If we turn around my sister's son-in-law and look at it from his vantage point, I am to him, in what relationship? his mother-in-law's brother. That means the Baal Achaisai, Dechasnai, if we turn it around, is going to yield the first din that Rav Nachman said, in other words, in Achicha Maisi, his mother-in-law's brother. The second din of Nachman said was Ben Achicha Maisi, was my mother-in-law's brother's son. In other words, my mother-in-law's nephew. That also can be turned around from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah had set a curve called Baal Achais Aviv. Dechasnai, my father's sister's husband. Dechasnai, and together, my father's sister and her husband. They have a son-in-law. So if we turn that around, I am related to that person. Looking at it from his vantage point, I to him am his mother-in-law's brother's son. In other words, Ben Achich HaMaisi. The third din that Rav Nachman said was, Ben Achais HaMaisi, my mother-in-law's sister's son. If we look at the Mishnah had set a psul called, Baal Achais Imay V'chasnai, my mother's sister's husband, and together their son-in-law. Looking at it as from his vantage point, from that chasnai's vantage point, I to him, in other words, I am his mother-in-law's sister's son. In other words, Ben Achais HaMaisi. So that's how we can learn out Rav Nachman's three halachas from the Mishnah. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Ki avinun be'ula, when we were by Ula, Iboilon, we had the following three shailas. Achi chom of mahu, my father-in-law's brother, what's going to be the halacha? Ben achi chom of mahu, my father-in-law's brother's son, what's going to be the halacha? And ben achi chom of mahu, and what's with my father-in-law's sister's son? So Amar Lanzi, he told us, T'nisua, we learned all three in the Mishnah. And again, the Gemara is going to show, similarly how we did it of Nachman, the Gemara is going to show how all these three shaylos are included in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah had said, Achiv, a person's brother, Achi Ovid, his father's brother, Achi Ima, his mother's brother, Hein, Uvnei, Mechasnei, they themselves, their children and the son-in-law. So if we take it each one at a time, first the Mishnah said, Absol of Achi, my brother, Mechasnei, my brother's son-in-law. So looking at it and turning it around from his vantage point, how am I related to him? I, to him, am the brother of his father-in-law. I'm his father-in-law's brother, which is the first question we asked, Achi Chama. Looking at the second halacha, the Mishnah said, was Achi Oviv V'chasnai, my father's brother and his son-in-law. How am I related to my father's brother's son-in-law? So I am his father-in-law's brother's son, which is Ben Achi Chama. The third din of what we asked was Ben Achais Chama, my father-in-law's sister's son. So that the Mishnah said, Alocha Achi Imai, my mother's brother, the Chasnai, and that person's son-in-law. So how am I related to him? I am his father-in-law's sister's son, which is the third din of Nachman said, of Ben Achois Chama. Rav Iklal Mizvan Gvili. Rav went to buy parchment. Bominei, they asked him the following shayla. Mahu Sheyoyin Adam Be'eshet Chargoy. The Mishnah told us that there's a Karev called Chargoy, a person's wife's son. So the shayla of the Gemara is that what about that son's wife, his wife's daughter-in-law? Can he be made to Eishes Chargoy? So in Surah they said a klal of Baal Ki'ishtai, that wherever a person is related to a woman, he's also related to that woman's husband. The husband has the same halacha as the woman herself. This would not directly answer the shayla they asked Rav. In Rav we were talking about Eishes Chargoy, the wife of a Chargoy. This klal would answer, for example, a different shayla. If my wife had a daughter and she got married, which is Baal Churgosai, so that would be possible, because my wife's daughter is related to me, my wife's daughter's husband would be related to me through Baal Kishtai. Then the Gemara brings a klal which directly answers the shayla that they asked about, the Pumpadisa Amri, and the Rishayim explain that Pumpadisa is not coming to argue with Surah, but they are both saying klolim with Adam Achoikis, the Pumpadisa Amri, Isha Kabaila, that a woman has the same halacha as the husband, and since the churgoy is related to me, so the Eishes churgoy is also related to me. How do we know this halacha of Isha Kabaiwa? The Amr Avuna, Amr Av Nachmon, Minayin, Sha Isha Kabaiwa, the Chsiv, it says in Pasuk, Ervas Achi Avicha Leisigale, El Ishtay Leisikrov, one is not allowed to marry the wife of the father's brother. Beidoscha, he, she's your aunt. Bahavoy, the Gemara, yes, she's not directly your aunt, she's only your aunt through marriage. Why does the Pasuk say Deidoskahi? Bahavoy, Eishes Deidoi, actually, she's your uncle's wife. The Gemara says, no, Mechlau the Isha Kabaila. Because Ibaal, your father's brother is considered your uncle, your father's brother's wife is considered your aunt. So from this Pasuk we see Isha Kabaila. Continues the Gemara that the Mishnah had said a psul called Baal Imoy, the mother's husband, who Ubnoi Chasnoi, the mother's husband himself, Benoi, his son, Vechasnoi, and his son-in-law. So the Gemara asks, Akasha, Benoi, Hainu, Achiv. The Gemara understood that my mother's husband's son is a son who was born to him from my mother. So that person is a half-brother to me from the same mother, which is an Achmana Aim. So the Gemara says, why do I need a separate so-called Baal Imai, who ubenai, that benai is related to me as a brother in Achmana Aim, so it's a regular Ach. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, Leitzricha el Achei Ha'ach. So Rabbi Yirmiyah answers that it's talking about a son who was born to my mother's husband from a different woman. So that person is not related to me at all. However, he's the relative of a relative, an Ach Min Ach. A case would be that if Reuven married Rachel, and Reuven had a son from a different wife named Shimon, Rachel had a son from a different husband named Levi. So those two people, Shimon and Levi, are actually not brothers, they're not related to each other at all. However, if they share a common brother, if Reuven and Rachel would have a son together, so that son that was born to Reuven and Rachel together would be Shimon's brother Min Av, they would share the same father, both Reuven, and also would be Levi's brother Min Aim, they would share the same mother. So hence, Shimon and Levi are considered Achei Ach, even though Shimon and Levi are not related to each other at all, but since they share the common brother, so they're the brother of a brother, and the brother of a brother is possible, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Rush speaks out that it's only true if actually that middle son was born. If Reuven and Rachel actually had a son, so then the two outside people now share the common brother. If that middle person was born, so the Achei Ach would be possible. Rav Chista Achshe v'Achei Ach. Rav Chista, however, argues in Rabbi Yirmiyah and holds that in such a case, Achei Ach would be kosher. Amrulei le'shmil v'chohad Rabbi Yirmiyah. Didn't you hear that Rabbi Yirmiyah passed by Achei Ach? Amalahu, Rav Chista answered le'shmili, but Kleima, what did he mean? Le'sfirli, I disagree. I don't hold that Achei Ach, since they're not related, they would be kosher. On this, the Gemara asks, Ihochi. So now what do we have to say? That the case of the Mishnah of Baal Imai and Benoi is talking about a son which was born to my mother's husband from my mother, because any other son would be kosher. So if it's born to my mother, so it's to me an Ach Min Aim. So why do I need this new psul? This is included in the first din in the Mishnah called brother. This is an Ach Min Aim. So the Gemara answers, Tana Achiv Min Av. First the Mishnah told you the din of brother if it's an Ach Min Av. And then the Mishnah told you through this din of Baal Imai and Benoi, the Mishnah was also coming to the Mechadish that an Ach Min Aim, that an Ach Min Aim is also considered a brother. Ein Achanami, it's a brother, but it's only an Ach Min Aim, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Omer Av Chisto, Avi Choson, the Avi Kala, Me'idin Zal Zeh. If two people, one person's son, got married to another person's daughter, those two people, we call them Chutanim. But those two people are not related, so they're allowed to say Eidus concerning one another. And they're not similar to one another. They're just like the cover which is put on a barrel. They're not from the same unit. It's just the cover on top of the barrel. So too, these two people are not actually related. Continues the Gemara, that a person is allowed to say Eidus to Ishtay Arusa. Ishtay is certainly possible, but that's only when the marriage was completed after Nisuin. If it's only after Erisin, the first stage of the marriage, but they haven't yet lived together as man and wife, a chuppah was not done, she's only in Arusa, so they're not considered kraivim concerning the halach of Eidus. Amar Avina, loy aman, but that was only said la'afukimina. If it's talking about taking away money from her, coming to say Eidus for her detriment, so then you're not considered a kar. Ava li'iyulayla, but if it's talking about her acquiring money and saying Eidus for her benefit, Loi Mehemun, that's for a different reason he's not believed, because since he eventually is going to get that money, so he is thinking about his own getting of the money, so he's certainly suspected of lying. However, the Gemara says, V'loihi, the Gemara rejects his whole Shita, and Loi Shna La Fuke, whether it's taking away money for her Mahar, V'loi Shna Luyulei, Loi Mehemun, a person is not believed concerning his Arusa, because a person is considered a Kar of Tarusa. My daitacha, what was your reasoning to start out with to say that he's not considered a kar of arusa? Kedomrat chia barami. It must have been based on the member of the chia barami who said over mishmei du'ulam that ishtay arusa, if a person has a wife who's only an arusa, loy oine. If she dies, he does not get a din of oine. Minatayra, if a person's relative dies, he's considered an oine that day that he's also to eat kachim. A person's wife, who's only an arusa, does not render him an oinein to ask him to eat kachim. V'loi mitamei lo, if he's a kohen is not allowed to be mitamei unless it's from his kreivim when they die. His wife that's in a suah, a kain is allowed to be metami to her, but v'loy metami lo, and an arusa, he's not allowed to be metami. The chain he, she also, if his wife is an arusa and it's the husband that dies, loy oinenes, when her husband dies, she does not get a din of an oinenes, v'loy metami lo, and she's not allowed to be metami to him. Rashi over here says that that's not actually true, because even if she would be a kohenes, there's no iser for a female kohen to become tamei. But on the tamalo, I mean over here, she would have no responsibility, she has no chiyuv to be involve herself in his kfura. Mesa, if this ishbei arusa dies, ain a yarsha, the husband would not inherit her, unlike in a suah whom her husband inherits, and ishbei arusa he does not. Mesu, if however he dies, goyva ksubasa, in case they already wrote a ksuba, so she would be able to be goyva the ksuba. Anyway, but it would seem from over there that a person is not related to Ishbei Arusa, since he's not an Oinein, he's not Metami to her. So from that, we wanted to prove also that he's not related concerning Halacha of Eidus. But it says, no. Ha'asam b'she'eroi tolerachmona. Over there, concerning the Halacha of being Metame, and concerning the Halacha of Yerusha, the Torah talks about she'eroi, which we darshan she'eroi to mean a wife. So akati lav she'erohi. The word she'er is only attached to a wife that's in a suah. A wife that's an arusa is not considered a she'er. But ha'cha mishemekruvei daita. But lagabi psuei eidus is because they have a closeness in mind. V'ha ikruvei daita lagabei. And already by erusin, he feels mentally close to her. We must point out that when the Gemara says ikruvei daita, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that since they are close in mind, therefore he would be suspected of lying for her, because we've already said that the psu kurva has nothing to do with a suspicion of lying, but it's a gzeras hakasu. But the Gemara means ikruvei daita, that is the criterion of who's considered a karev. And since they have this ikruvei daita, so he is a karev. Once he is a karev, he goes under the gzeras hakosuv that a karev is possible to say edus. The Rambam paskens this halacha, that a person cannot say edus for his ishbei arusa. However, the Rambam is mechadesh, that for her kreivim, for example, her son, he could say edus. Unlike an ishbei nesua, where a person cannot say edus for his wife's son, if his wife is only an arusa, she would not include any of the other kreivim. And the Ran explained that the Rambam held that since the Gemara had a shakel v'taya, whether it's considered a karev to his arusa or not, and the Gemara b'maskana said a tam because of the kruvei daita, that tam only goes so far as to extend to she herself. However, this would not carry with it any of the other kreivim, and in that there is a difference between an arusa and an nesua. Then the Mishnah said, chor goy levadoi, that out of all the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, Chorgoi, my wife's son is Levadoi. That does not include his Benoi or his Chasmai. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Chorgoi Levadoi. The Tanakama holds that a Chorgoi, and we'll soon see that's Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds like the Mishnah, that Chorgoi is the one that's Levadoi, does not have a Ben or a Chasmai. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Gisai. Rabbi Yossi says no, that it's Gisai which is Levadoi, and Gisai, my wife's sister's husband, that's what's meant by Gisai. That type of brother-in-law does not include a ben or a chosim. The Tani Idach we learned in another brisa, that Gisei Levadai, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that's Gisei which is Levadai, and Rabbi Yehuda Yomer Chorgoi, that's Levadai. Mike Omar, so the Gemara analyzes what is meant by these two brises, by Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Elay, but I will take the first brisa, Hochi Kamar, it means as follows, Chorgoi Levadai, v'hu adin l'Gisei. That started out saying, Chorgoi is Levadai, but that also includes Gisei would also be Levadai. But also Rabbi Yossi Lemeimar and Rabbi Yossi came to say Gisei Levadai v'hu adin l'chorgoi, meaning that there's no machlokes, and both of them are saying the same thing. They're adding to each other, and both hold that it's Gisei Levadai and it's Chorgoi Levadai, and they're taking both of these out of the cloud of the rest of the kriyim. So on this, the Gemara says Elo masnisen diktoni Gisei hu ubnoi chasnoi, but our Mishnah Beferish said that by Gisei would be included in hu ubnoi chasnoi mani. Loi Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Yossi, then our Mishnah is going to be neither like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda nor like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Elo, so what must be the pshat hachi kama? Chorgoi levadoi, that the first brisa comes along that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that Chorgoi is the one that's levadoi. Avol Gisoi, he would agree with our Mishnah. Gisoi would be hu b'noi chasnoi. But us Rabbi Yossi leneimar Gisoi levadoi. Rabbi Yossi came to say no, it's Gisoi the one that's levadoi. Avol Chorgoi. Who ubnoye chasnoi? But on that, the Gemara asks, "Ve'alohod the Tani Rab Chia." Rab Chia, we mentioned before, had formulated a klal on our Mishnah that said, "Shmaina avayis, there are eight relatives. Shehein esim varbo, that are increased through the Mishnah saying of Hein Ubnein Vechasnayim. So the 8 increases to 24, but since Rav Chiya only counted 8, Kiman Leikrab Yosef Leikrab Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosi takes out Gisoy but puts in Chorgoy, so that's 9. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gisoy is in but Chorgoy is out, that's also 9. So where did Rabbi Chiya get the number 8? That would be neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rabbi Yosi. El the Gemara says Hachi Kama. Chorgoy Levadoi, that Rabbi Yehuda sheet is like our Mishnah, that Chorgoy is Levadoi, Avo Gisoy Hu B'noi Chasloi. But also Rabbi Yosi LeNeimar, Gisoy Levadoi V'Koshkin Chorgoy. He was agreeing with Chorgoy, but he was also adding that Gisa is Levadai. Umas Nisan Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Braisa, the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya, that said there are 8 that increased to 24, that's Rabbi Yosi. That's like the sheet of Rabbi Yosi that took out both Churgoy and Gisai. And if you take both of those out, there are only 8 left, which are increased to 24 through the Heinu B'nei Mechasneim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. So we paskin like Rabbi Yosi that Gisoy is Levadai. Rashi and Taisus explain that the Levadai used by Rabbi Yosi in Gisoy is different than the Levadai used by Chorgoy. By Chorgoy, when we say Chorgoy Levadai, we exclude both Benoy and Chasnoy. However, the Levadai of Gisoy, which we're paskining now like Rabbi Yosi, that Gisoy is Levadai, is only excluding Chasnoy but not Benoy. My wife's sister's husband's son, the Benoy of the Gisoy, would be considered a Karo. The proof of this is that the Mishnah has a psul called Baal Achoy Simoy, which is my mother's sister's husband. In other words, that's the Gisoy of my father, my father's wife's sister's husband. So me, what am I to that Baal Achoy Simoy? So I am the son of that Baal Achoy Simoy Gisoy. In other words, turning it around, I am the Ben Gisoy. So Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue with the Mishnah and that prat, and Rabbi Yosi agrees that the Baal Achoy Simoy would have Benoy. If Rabbi Yosi agrees that a Baal Achoy Simoy would have the Benoy, so that is the Benoy of Gisoy. So we must say that when Rabbi Yosi said Gisoy Levadoy, he was only coming to say that Chasnoy is not included. That means that my wife's sister's husband, that son-in-law, the son-in-law of that couple, is not included. And the explanation is, why is the Chasnoy of the Gisoy not included? The Ben of the Gisoy would be included, but the Chasnoy of the Gisoy is not included. So the explanation is that in order to relate me to the son-in-law of my wife's sister and her husband, we have to apply twice the klal of Baal Ki Ishtoy. Once, me to my wife, and the second is the son-in-law to his wife. Because my wife's sister's husband has a daughter, and that daughter then got married, so that son is related through marriage. So then we have to apply the klal of Baal Ki Ishtoy twice. Rabbi Yosi holds that we only apply Baal Ki Ishtoy twice when we're discussing a Rishon Berishon. Two men who married the two sisters are Kraivim, and that's Gisoy, and then we're using Baal Ki Ishtoy twice, but since it's on a Rishon Berishon, we do apply Baal Ki Ishtoy twice. But anything further than Rishon Berishon, we would only apply Baal Ki Ishtoy once, not twice. So therefore, two men married to two cousins are not possible according to Rabbi Yosi, because the cousins are Asheni B'Sheni, and the possible their husbands would require saying Baal Ki Ishtoy twice, so they're kosher. And that's why the son-in-law of my Gisoy is kosher, because that would be considered applying Baal Ki Ishtoy twice. The Gemara now brings a Maisa, Hahima Tanta, there was a certain Shtam Atana, that the Chasima La Trey Gisi, that was signed on that Shtam Atana to Edim, that were Gisi to one another. Sovra Rav Yosef Achshura, even though Gisi is a possible aid, Rav Yosef wanted a Kashrut, the Omer Rav Yehuda Meshmul Halacha Krab Yosi. And the Gemara thought that the statement of Rav Yehuda Meshmul Halacha Krab Yosi was not going on this Rav Yosef we just mentioned, that Gisa is Levadai. But it's going on the Rabbi Yosi mentioned in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosi had said that the Din Kurva is totally in the Din Yerusha, and since Gisa, they cannot inherit one another, so the Gemara understood that the halacha is that Gisa Bechlau is a kosher eight. So therefore he wanted to be Machshir the Shtar Matana. So Omri Abaya, Mimayda Rabbi Yosi de Masnisan, how do you know that when we said halacha Rabbi Yosi, we meant halacha Rabbi Yosi of the Mishnah, the Machshir B'Gisai, that old Gisa is a kosher eight? Dilma Rav Yosi de Braisa. Maybe we're talking about that halacha Rav Yosi de Braisa, the Pasul B'Gisai, that he only was coming to say that the chasnay of the gisay is kosher, but the gisay himself is pasul. So the Gemara says, l'solka daitach, that can't be. The Omar Shmuel, because Shmuel himself said, when he was coming to explain that what type of karv is pasul, he said, ki goin ano u'pinchas, to have an achi the gisay. Shmuel had a brother, Pinchas. These two brothers married two sisters. So here we have a case where you had a combination of gisay and brother. And since Shmuel said that this is the type of gisay that's pasul, which is a gisay plus achim, so we can be medayik from that, avo gisay da al meshapadami. It's only pasul because they're also achim. But if they would have been gisim without achim, they would be kosher. So we have a riot that Shmuel holds that gisay is kosher. However, the word says it's no riot from Shmuel. The Dilma, what did Shmuel mean? He going, I know Pinchas mishum de gisay koma. He was only coming to give an example of he and Pinchas, but not the fact that they were brothers. The fact that they were brothers were relevant, but they happened to be brothers-in-law, and that's an example of brothers-in-law. But in other words, brothers-in-law is the psul. And then we have a raya, Shmuel holds gisay is pasul. So Omalei, if so, then the shtar matana was pasul. So what's the eitzah for this shtar matana? He told them, zil kanya be'edi mesira krabalaza. You can rely on the fact that even though the shtar itself is pasul, but since we hold like Rabbi Lazar, and the Bulaza says, Eini Mesir Karsi. There are two ways that we can mimachshir a shtar. There is a machoikas, or Meir holds Eidi Chassima Karsi. That a shtar, a document, is considered a shtar because of the Eidim which are signed in the shtar. The Bulaza argues, and the Bulaza holds Eidi Mesir Karsi. That it's not the Eidim which are signed in the shtar, but when this shtar is given over from one party to the other party in front of Eidim, it is the giving over in front of Eidim, that's what created a shtar. Even though the Eidim signed in the shtar were possible, but we can rely on a beloved, and since the shtar was given over in front of two Eidim, and those two Eidim were ksherim, so the Eidim and Seer were kosher, so therefore the shtar would be kosher. On this, the Gemara asks, so how does that help? V'omer Rab Abba. Moider a beloved, Rab Lazar himself agrees, b'mezuyef mitaychishu possible. That if you have a shtar without any Eidim at all, and that shtar is given over in front of Eidim Mesira, so the Eidim Mesira could render the shtar kosher. However, if you have Eidim written into the shtar, and those Eidim happen to be possible, so even though we could be machshir the shtar through the Eidim Mesira, but the Belazer agrees that the Eidim signed in the shtar that are possible present a problem. And that's what the words mean, mezuyef mitaychai, that there is a psul in the shtar. Taisus and Gittin and Avdalit explain that it's only a drabbanon why mezuyef mitaychai is possible, and Taisus goes over there into the various reasons why it's possible. But what's negeya to Al Gemara is that since these Eidim which are signed in the shtar have the psul of Gisai, and Gisai we're proving now is possible, so it's mezuyef mitaychai. So the Eidim Mesira would not help. Amalei, Rav Yosef told the one who is receiving the matana, the one who wanted to take possession because of the shtar matana, zil, he told him, go away. They do not allow me to give you possession. Since they are proving that the shtar is possible and the Eidim Mesira don't help, so we cannot give you possession based on this shtar. Then the Mishnah had brought a halacha that if there was a karov, but he was nisrachek, he would be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, however, had said that if someone's daughter died, but the son-in-law had children from his daughter, so the son-in-law would still be possible to him. Amar of Tanchum, Amar of Tavla, Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav, Halacha Krabi Yehuda. Now we pass like this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Halacha Krabi Yehuda. We did not pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but since his daughter died, so then his son-in-law was not related to him any longer, and his son-in-law would be kosher to say Eidlos, even after he had children from his daughter. Techein Amar Rav Abachon, Amar Rav Yechanan, Ein Halacha Krabi Yehuda. Some learned this statement of Rabbi Baruchon on a different member, that it says, Azu Darash Abiyasi Aglili. Rabbi Yasi Aglili made a drash on the following pasuk. Ubasal akoyhanim alaviyim dal ashayfit ashir ayamamahim. You should come to the judge that will be with you alive at the same time. So the Gemara asks, that seems to be superfluous. The chisal al daitacho, could a person think, that a person can go to a judge that's not with him alive at the same time? What does it mean by Yama Mahim? Elazesh Ayakarav, it's referring to a judge who at one time was related to him, Vinisrachek, but now by the time of the Din Taira is no longer related to him, so he's kosher. Amar Rabba Barachon, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Rabbi Yasei Glili. We pass like Rabbi Yasei Glili that a judge who was a Karav, but Nisrachek is kosher. B'nei Chamur Demar Ukva, Kroivim Vinisrach Guhaba. The children of Mar Ukva's father-in-law, in other words, Mar Ukva's wife's brothers, they were related to him, but Vinisrachku. Later on, Mar Ukva's wife died, so they were no longer related to him. So, also, Lakami Ladina. So they came in front of them for the entire. Amar lahu, he told them, Pasilva lahu dina, I am ineligible to sit as a dayan on your dintaira. Amrulay, so they thought that the reason he's passeling himself is because of kurva. So my daitacha, what is your reasoning? Kurab Yehuda, because you're passing like Rab Yehuda. That even a kur, even a tzrachek is still possible. Anan, my sin and igrisa, we can bring a letter me my rava from the west, from Eretz Yisrael, the ain alocha kurab Yehuda, we did not pass like Rab Yehuda. So Amar lahu, he answered them, Otu bekava dekira, itvaknu lahu, am I attached to you with a wad of wax? Of course I'm not attached to you. In other words, we're not related. And that would have nothing to do with preventing me from paskening the din. But the way Karmina pasil l'chula dina, the only reason I said I'm possible, el mishum the way tzaisina dina, because you are people who do not obey the judge's psak. And if you are somebody who does not listen to what Besen says, I do not want to be the judge on such a din tyrant.